Before we get into the chaos, quick shout out to my rebels over on Patreon. If you want bonus content, behind the scenes tea, and all the unfiltered shit I can't post here, go sign up at patreon.com/Soraya. Unlock the good stuff and join the inner circle. All right, let's get into it. What's up, you guys? Welcome to the final episode. We got Paulie here with us today too. He wanted to come in here. But the final episode of season one, not the final episode ever, of Rule Breakers.
It's also nice that you guys are here today.
Dun, dun, dun.
We told everybody, right, Heather? She's nodding.
Yeah.
We told everyone we weren't going to be here.
We weren't
in that group chat.
We have a couple of group chats.
Yeah, I get a little confused sometimes.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to keep up.
It's fine.
You definitely told me you were going to be in England.
Well, I also told Heather because, you know, she was here with the dogs. Right?
And then who was supposed to tell Adam?
Paulie, what did you do that for?
God damn it, Paulie. Is he in that camera? Is that all you see?
Can you just see his tail on this one?
Popping in and out.
No, we're actually good.
Oh, okay. He can come in a second. I just had a croissant breakfast sandwich and he loves those. So anyway, we were like, what are we going to talk about for the last episode until a couple weeks later when we do a season two? Yeah. What are we going to talk about? Because last episode we did all the highlights, right? Because
we did all the highlights?
Heather did all the highlights.
Heather did the highlights.
Heather did the highlights.
We were busy, bro.
I'm surprised you understood, honestly.
We all have our roles to play.
We do. Uh-huh. Yeah, we do. But thank you for coming in. We had to cut a lot of stuff out of that episode because he was just pissed the whole time. There was a lot of edits that were involved in there.
Yeah,
that's fair. There were a lot of edits. A lot of cursing.
Like, Adam, we can't put this out.
Yep.
We're attacking everybody.
Do you know what's crazy is just kind of like seeing the crew now and like we're all vibe. You know, we're like dialed in now.
Yeah.
But like I remember like I was on your very first episode and it was like we had just built the set. We were talking about like the aesthetic, the direction, like the whole team wanted to go in.
Now
and then
the table's
like
filthy, but yeah.
We never cleaned that table. It survived though.
Yeah, it went for the ringer a couple of times. Dude, we had that one guest smacking her.
Yeah, Nadia. Paper.
Yeah.
That first episode, it was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Of raw uncut footage. We could do a whole other episode of just stuff that was on the cutting room floor for that.
Well, just so you know, you're getting more decorative with your space.
Yeah, I decorated last
every
week.
Day he adds a new flyer from Tyler's show.
I didn't put those flyers up.
Yeah,
but somebody did.
I taped up your gifts, Joey.
Yeah, because he did not take them home with
yeah,
him.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
I thought it'd spice things up a little bit.
Did it help? There was a couple of them, so there's only
true.
Two in the background right here.
Where'd the other pairs go?
One-time use.
I will say, though, people have been really enjoying the Hot Topic episodes because we've seen a big bump in subscribers. And that's good. We're on our way for 100,000 subscriber plaque, which isn't too far away.
Yeah, we're at 70,000 plus.
It was more than that.
Yeah, and a week ago it was 60,000
plus.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, to your point, people are really like biting
They're
on that.
They're enjoying it, which makes us want to continue to do it. Of course, next...
We're at 71.3.
71.3, but this episode will be next week, so who knows? It might be more than that, right? So we'll see. We'll see, but I'm liking... Sorry, my bird is going. I was like, let's bring him in for this last episode because he hasn't been in there yet. Right, buddy?
He's just tearing the setup that we spent all year building.
You want to come over here? Come on in. Yeah. Okay. He said, yeah. Go on in. There you go.
Star of the show right there.
Yeah. It was supposed to be, always be pets in here, but you know, he can get pretty loud, can't you, buddy? Anyway, so we're up to nearly 100,000 subscribers, which is massive. Of course, Roxy has to take the fucking thing.
Come here, mama.
But let's talk about actual hot topics though. We have to still do that even though it's the last episode. And I know you wrote a big list of it, but let's start with Adam getting a text from his ex.
Oh wow, we're jumping right in.
Yeah. I want to know what happened then.
We've been away a long time. We just want to catch up with you and see how you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you afterwards how I got nearly beat up by an autistic looking, he was autistic, but he was like the size of the Big Show. He nearly beat me up the other day.
It was pretty crazy.
That happened, Papa.
Also, too, I said we are on the road to 100,000. So if you do like the episodes, definitely subscribe on YouTube for us.
Yes.
Help us reach our goals. Get us that plaque. Hey, where are we going to keep it? Can we keep it at my house?
No, we have to. Well, everyone's going to get a plaque. You can get more than one plaque.
You can?
Yeah.
I think it's just one.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe we could take turns.
We can get more. I mean, it needs to be in the back of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll keep it over my bed.
He puts it on the ceiling so he can like look at it every night. He puts it on Raquel's face.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure you can get more than one plaque.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll keep the real one at my house, but then we'll make the fake ones around.
Why your house?
Well, no, we'll take turns, but like...
That's right. Say, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
He said, talk to the hand.
Yeah. Nuh-uh. Okay, let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's get into this. Adam had texted us over the weekend, cooling off since we weren't a part of the last episode, and said he got a lovely text message from someone of his past.
I did. I got an unexpected text message on Saturday night at 9:15. And said, hey there.
Hey there.
It's blank.
Is that her name?
I'm not going to say her name.
Is that her Christian name?
Random girls' night out. Open, honest conversations can go so far and take many turns. A question came my way, ... And I said, the true love of my life is Adam.
Great white buffalo.
Isn't it crazy? So much time can go by, but a feeling can last so long. ? Always in my heart.
Wait, this is your high school?
Does she know that you just had twins and stuff?
Oh, well, I told her.
After, though.
Yeah.
What a weird thing to text someone.
This isn't somebody you've like stayed connected with like your entire life.
No.
This was high school too, right?
High school.
And you're old. So that was a long time ago. I'm like, dude, hey, I wanted to say this earlier, but we didn't have cell phones then.
Yeah.
You just had cell phones. Dude, you're the great white buffalo.
Not everyone can have that feeling. I got asked a question the other day and they were just like, have you ever had that love, you know? Where you can't stop thinking about them. You like the way they smell. Like you split up and you think about them for the rest of your life, right? I haven't had an ex where I've been like, I wish I could.
It's not guaranteed for everybody.
Have that back. You know what I mean? Like I could be friends with them, but that feeling like surpassed a long time ago.
Right.
You know? So like, yeah, not everyone can have that feeling, but like it's kind of depressing to know that I haven't had that yet. You know, you're having that one person where you're just like,
maybe you just like ships in the night. Like maybe it was your high school, somebody that you just never reached out to, just like this girl. This girl sounds like she has like posters of you on her wall.
Yeah, that's kind of an inappropriate thing to text someone. I'll be honest with you. The first thing she should have asked being like, hey, how you doing? Hope
are you happily married or with somebody?
Do you have a missus and fucking popping out sprogs, dude, that are fresh as hell? That they just came out, you know? They've still got fucking goo on them.
Do you have like your like on Instagram and stuff like that, if she would be able to like look you up, can you tell, like, or do you keep it private?
No, she could look up.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Do you post your family on there? Or do you keep it private?
That's what I was asking
about. Since starting the show, I've stopped posting family stuff.
Since he started hosting last week's episode when we weren't here, he's gotten pretty famous.
Yeah.
His ex-girlfriends are coming out of the woodworks. He's getting a taste of it.
Yeah. Naughty, naughty.
Great white buffalo.
Great white buffalo.
Why Great White Buffalo?
The one that got away.
Have you seen the Hot Tub Time Machine?
No, I haven't.
And they say the one that got away. Oh, it's a wasted joke then. Oh. Well, it's like the one that got away and they'd be like, Great White Buffalo.
Well, here's the
Why
thing.
Why do you keep saying that?
Great White Buffalo.
That is the name of my van, the Great White Buffalo.
That's the name of your van?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said band. High school. My band was called the Great White Buffalo.
Oh my God.
What do you call a gathering of buffalo? This isn't a joke. I'm genuinely curious.
I don't know.
Can you look it up for me?
Oh, I thought you had the answer for it.
No, he's got a computer. I thought that's what his job was this whole time.
Is it?
I just realized he's just not very fast.
Oh, my God. Nope. Slow typer.
We got one of them.
A herd. It's a herd.
We got one of them boomers on the keys.
Commonly called a herd.
Oh, it's a herd?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounded cool.
But more unique terms include a gang, a troop. Yeah, a herd.
Good, that's interesting.
That great white.
Thanks, Joey.
Well, I was trying to make a joke of it being like that great white buffalo gang.
You sound pretty racist right now. You need to calm down.
Great white buffalo. Speaking of movies, I watched Weapons recently, finally.
Finally, your cousin's in it and you haven't watched it.
And Golden Globes just happened last week.
What did you think?
I liked the setup and storytelling. I did not like the ending of the movie. It was kind of it was very anticlimactic. In
no,
my opinion.
I loved it, but more importantly, we should have brought him on here because number one, he's your relative, and number two,
he's best friends with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, yeah, he was hanging out with Leo.
That's pretty cool. It's a nice
little
flex.
Cousin followed me on Instagram.
Did he really?
I felt a little weird following him back, to be honest, because he's a child. But I was like, it's Adam's cousin.
What's crazy is he's the second most famous person in your family after you.
I don't think
you.
He's following me.
Is he not?
I don't think so.
Well, he followed me.
Is he following me? Probably not.
Did he watch your? Did he watch last week's episode with you hosting?
Probably not.
Hey, well, there you go. Payback.
You should double check that if he is following you or not, because that would be hilarious.
I mean, he only did a huge shout out video for us during that episode.
Yeah.
Followers.
So.
Is he actually your cousin?
Yeah.
He's like just a kid, Adam.
What's his name again?
That's crazy.
Do you guys do like, when I was a kid, they used to, I'm sure a lot of families do this. We just don't do this a lot in my family. It's like big family gatherings.
Oh, yeah. Our family stopped doing that the last time I went over there.
Why?
My family breeds, right? So there is a fucking, there's like, 22 adults, you know, and there's fucking
all
like 15 children. It's just
is that just
lot.
What you do?
And that's what my family does. I haven't had any kids. I have feathered babies.
I see it a lot in like my parents live in North Carolina. There's just not a lot to do.
Yes, so you just have sex.
You're just
he does follow me.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Good.
Well, but you don't follow him.
No, I do follow him.
Okay,
I'm following.
It's the thing. Every time I go home, someone's pregnant, and it happened again. I'm like, can you guys just shut
and then,
your legs
but,
for a second?
But then do they do the, like, when are you going to have a baby?
Oh, well, you know.
I don't know.
No, not so much. My mom has done that before, but it's mostly just people in England will do that. Someone come up to me and was like, have you got a husband yet?
I'm oh, like, hell yeah.
No. And he's like, why not? It was like the guy from my dad's calf that he goes to, my dad goes to, and I took my dad on a little breakfast date there. And he goes, why don't you have a husband yet? How old are you? And I'm like, jeez. I'm 33.
I'm expired.
But like, that's the thing in England is everything's done a lot earlier. You can start going like out when you're 18 and drinking, and people do it before. And then I was going to fucking bars and shit when
you're
I was 14.
You're 33 now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to thrive. You got your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah, sure. No. Women's bodies, I clock ticks.
Yeah. Well, what do you feel like your end game, your end time is?
I feel like I should potentially have a kid by the time I'm like 35, 36.
Damn.
Wow.
It's pretty close
good
by.
Luck, well,
the
brother.
Good news is they just publicized all your checklist for all the green flags and what you're looking for.
You know, we were talking about that. I was like, people were very interested in my checklist when we did that on
here.
I'm
glad we did that.
I'm glad we did that too. I have a lot of suitors in my DMs trying to take me on a date. I've had a lot of people being like, hey, I can do all those things, you know?
Really?
I was like, yeah, it's called the bare minimum.
Good joke. That was great. Thank you. That was fantastic.
Is that funny, buddy? Thank you. My bird always laughs.
He's on the ceiling right now. He's laughing.
Yeah.
But it is the bare minimum. It really is. So I get a lot of people in my DMs being like, I can do that, you know? I can treat you with respect and be kind to you.
Do you think it's just because we live in like Hollywood? It's like harder.
Dating's hard out here. I do not want to date out here.
Would you ever? I'm just such a huge fan of like 90 Day Fiancé and like dating abroad. You think you'd have more success dating abroad than you do here?
No. I just think this new generation of people are just very different with the way they date and stuff. You know, Heather, what do you think?
I think she should bring Heather out and talk about it.
We'll bring her on at the end of the episode. She'll say hi to everybody. Right. She's a little camera shy, you guys.
Actually,
she also doesn't understand a word
she's
we're
also
saying,
allergic to everything.
Yeah, she is allergic to everything. Good to be back.
Final episode, you guys.
Good to be back.
Dude, 45. People don't realize this, but like 45 episodes is 45 weeks. We started this in March.
It's a lot.
March of 2025 is when we first got together.
What are we going to do for the 1 year anniversary of it?
I don't know. Something.
We should do a group thing where we film it, though.
I know what we should do.
Paintballing?
Dave and Buster's. Only because we've got a...
A hookup?
We got a hookup.
We do.
Saria has like free passes for life now after what happened.
Well. So a couple of days ago, it was our good friend Jess's birthday.
Oh, was this the... Okay.
This is a party you didn't get invited to.
Yep. Thank you, Jess.
Well, this wasn't our party to invite you to.
That's what you're asking about.
You don't know this person.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I did see that video.
I knew
I'm
that's
like,
where he was going
fuckers
with it.
Went, like, I didn't get an invite.
No, this is for Jess's birthday, right? And our friend Sasha's mom works at Dave & Buster's and she can hook shit up with food, drinks, and cards and stuff like that, which was great. Anyway.
point of the story is that's where we're going to go for our 1 year anniversary of the podcast.
Let's do it.
Dave and Buster's.
You know what? We might invite you.
Yeah, this time. We'll see about that.
Have like a whole fucking Rule Breakers thing and don't invite Adam.
I'll be here recording. It's fine.
That's pretty fair though.
You guys, you want to talk about my enema?
Not that I wanted to bring it up, but I know that was on the table. And if you guys don't know, throughout the week we have, Adam's actually not a part of this process at all, but me, Soraya, and Raquel have a shared notes file.
Seriously?
And if something, yeah, we do.
It's
and
just a hot topic.
And if something we want to talk about.
No, we said we were going to do that.
Yeah, but yeah, go ahead.
So we have this notes section. Dang, yeah, Polly.
Yeah, thank you, Polly.
Yeah, I think Polly is on our side. But anyway, we have these note sections, but since it's a shared note, it'll tell you when somebody's updated it. So typically I'll run things like what's happening in pop culture or if there's the Golden Globes or whatever. And then all of a sudden this line comes across and it was just like M&S or like story. And I was like, what are you typing in here?
Well, Shelby and Tyler wanted me to tell it. Because I'm like, I always have like a poop story or whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been blessed with constipation throughout my whole life, right? And so it's hereditary. My dad has to take like a special fucking thing, drink, so we can fucking take a shit. It's bad. My sister-in-law has it. She's not related to us, obviously, but like, it's a family thing. My sister has it really bad. Like, we just have bad stomach issues. So I get constipation at least once a month, and I don't wish it on anyone because it fucking hurts.
Sounds
right?
Sounds crazy.
How long does it last?
I'll get that thing out in the day, dude. You ain't gonna knock me. You know, if your stomach starts swelling, it gets pain under your rib cage. Oh yeah. My god, it's awful. When it comes out, you feel like your ass being split in half. You feel like you're gonna get piles, and you're bleeding.
You're
from
just so candid right now.
Oh my god, you just like it's just intense. So I keep that thing on me. Right? So actually, Shelby and Tyler have got used to me having constipation, so they stock me up with enemas, which God bless them.
That is wild.
They brought one to Mexico for me. Shelby surprised me with an enema in Mexico. She's like, just in case. And I was like, ah!
The gift that keeps on giving, I guess.
So I had constipation at the house, right?
Clearly. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Really, really bad.
This is why you don't leave the house.
And then, yeah, exactly. It becomes a problem. And I'm just walking around their living room, and they already know what's about to happen.
Do you have a constipation walk?
Yeah, I try and walk. There's some lunges involved.
No, in other words, if someone sees you doing this walk, they can know without you telling them that.
No. They know if I'm like just randomly walking around the living room, I'm trying to get my bowels moving.
She doesn't walk a lot, so.
Yeah. When I walk, they're like, she's constipated. So like I'm walking around and stuff like that. And I'm like, fuck, no. And I'm supposed to fly home that day too. And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to go on a plane where I'm constipated and stuff. Fuck.
So, better than diarrhea on our plane.
Sure. But like it hurts when it comes out. It's fucking like a burrito, the biggest burrito I've fucking seen. It's like a fucking forearm.
I just want to pause real quick. And all those guys that she's the great white buffalo for, this is it.
It's done.
Is what you're
I'm
getting.
Toast. Whatever. Hey, so in sickness and in health.
Constipation and in, I don't know.
At that point, they hadn't stocked me up on enemas. Tyler had run out the house for me to go get the enemas. So he went to like Target and was like trying to figure out the best ones and stuff. I was like, just grab any, dude, just grab any. Like it's fucking launched, you know what I mean?
Like,
I need some help.
Row of enemas to pick from?
There's
like,
different brands.
Like what
Yeah,
model?
And there's like saline or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Or whatever the fucking different liquids there are.
I've never used one. How quickly does it work?
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you.
This episode is unhinged.
So you lay on your side with your leg up and then it gives you like, there's like a little long nozzle thing on it.
Right.
And it's just, it's already lubricated.
This is wild.
Right? And then you just put it in there.
Yeah.
And then you fucking squeeze that sucker in there. Right? And I'm so used to it, it doesn't bother me. And like the actual thing that goes in is really small. So it's not as if you're like shoving a fist in there or anything like that. It's very small. And then you just lay there for a few minutes. Sometimes it can work instantly and it basically just like softens everything in there.
Right.
So it comes out. And so...
I'm so clinched right now.
How many people in your DMs that reached out that said they could hit all of your boxes are now going to delete their messages and say, I don't want this anymore?
That's what he just said.
I don't want to talk anymore.
You don't want to talk anymore?
This is my last episode.
It can work instantly or it could take a few minutes or whatever, but within a 10-minute mark, you'll get that fucking thing out of it. So like, and I always get to a point where it's just like stuck. You know, it's just stuck there and I can't push and push and push anymore. So I go for a little walk, and it goes back up a little bit, you know, and then I get my good old friend, the enema, and I just pop that sucker in there. So yeah, I did that on Shelby and Tyler's bathroom floor. And it can leak.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. I think this is so fitting because I just watched last week's episode.
Yeah.
And right away, like as soon as we started doing, it's the best of episodes. So it's like a little bit of every episode that we've done up until the end of the season. And it's like the very first clip is literally Danny talking about like this shit story. And then the next story goes into Kale from Sweet 16 or 16 and Pregnant. And then you guys are talking shit there as well. And I'm like, wow, there's this crazy reoccurring segment where like, she just talks about shitting her pants with every guest who comes on the show.
So it was a thing for a minute at the beginning of the season.
What a way to end the season with another story.
Here's my enema. Wait, I think I had something else that I put in there too that I was like, it's much needed. Yeah, I did an indie show where it went really fucking viral. Great segue.
That wasn't supposed to be a segue.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, I did do an indie show and it went fucking super viral because I was at a wrestling show and I used my WWE theme. But I was like, do I use my ex-boyfriend's music or do I use my WWE theme? And I love my WWE theme. I love it. It's a great fucking song. And I'm like, oh, I felt like a little nostalgic that day.
I think that's like such a cheat code for you if you were to ever come back this year. Wink, wink. Who knows? Maybe sometime soon. And then you don't have to pick a new song.
No, it's just there. I don't have to worry about it.
I mean,
let's not get too excited. I have been fucking hounded when it comes to a return. Hounded. Like everybody that comes to my sign.
We ask you all the time.
I get my own family ask me. I go home and my nephew's like, Auntie Ray, are you coming back? And then he thinks me looking at him is a sign.
Oh, he's like, wink twice.
He's just like.
Right.
You know? And he'll be convinced. He was like, she looked at me last time and I just knew she was coming back. I was like,
right,
Alfie, what? Doesn't even make any sense. But I do like that people want to see me back so much.
I think people do want to see you back. It's just crazy now because you're 33.
I know.
Don't talk about her age.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I just think it's crazy because you have like, who just came back with WWE this past year?
AJ?
Yeah, and she's in her 40s.
No, she's not.
Isn't she?
No.
Yeah?
Not yet. Ooh,
38.
Yeah, that's what I
she's
thought.
My age. See, we're in our 40s.
Good cover.
Once you get as close, once you get my age, you know what I mean? It's up there. I'm just saying 33, it's like prime time.
Yeah, I feel like I'm such a young buck.
It's not the young buck part of it. I guess it's like the mindset.
Oh, I'm in the best mindset I've ever been.
That's what I'm saying. I said you get in your 30s and you start realizing like, okay, cool. I can take all the information that I've gathered thus far. And like, I think you'd go into it. You constipated over there?
No. I was just thinking I do need to bulk up a little bit because I'm the smallest
I've been.
Is this
the dance that we've heard about?
In a
long
time.
You gotta walk a little bit?
Yeah. No, this is the smallest I've been in a long time. So I feel like I need to bulk up a little bit extra. I feel like I'm too small right now.
I bet if you...
Is that yes?
No, I'm just thinking about bulking up.
Okay.
Oh, you want to bulk up too?
Well, my brother started something the other day. He was like, let's hold each other accountable to do 100 push-ups a day.
Oh.
For the last couple of days, we've been doing 100 push-ups a day, breaking it out throughout the day. So we'll send updates.
Are you in pain?
Yeah, I'm really sore.
Yeah.
But I do them and like, I'll get up for a feeding.
Do you do the girl push-ups or the boy push-ups?
I don't know what the difference is, but I do
the
like
girl
a
push-ups is where you're on your knees and you do it.
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Wow.
She does the girl push-ups.
Yeah, he does.
But I do them, I'll do them right now. I have 25 left to do.
Oh, yeah?
I have 25
Come
left
on,
to
then.
Do. All right.
Here we go. We haven't swept the floor, you guys. So there might
be
some
never cleaned the studio.
Dog food.
In 45 episodes.
He's brushed around a lot more than I have, but I will brush around. All right, here we go. Ready? 25?
Already built in excuses. Do you hear this?
Yeah.
No, I gotta take my watch off. Now I gotta do it
Ready?
Off camera.
Wait. Before you start, I should film it so we can include it for everybody.
Yeah, you're
Ready?
Not even on camera.
One, two, three.
He's doing girl push-ups if you can't see.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How old are you, Adam?
11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
I thought you said you do 100 of these a day.
17, 18, good job. 19, 20.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Five more.
Dude, why are your arms?
Okay, Tabitha. You were just talking shit the whole time he's trying to do fucking push-ups.
He said he's doing 100 a day.
It probably breaks him up.
This isn't his first day.
Wait, how many days you been doing it?
This is day two.
Oh, this is only day two.
Okay.
Push-ups are hard. Hey, give him a little bit of a break. Great. All right, Joey, 25, let's go.
Now. Great.
He's out of breath like fuck.
Great 15 push-ups.
Dude, I did the boxing class the other day.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say.
That is the best workout you can ever do.
You did boxing class?
Yeah, with your brother.
Yeah.
And your brother's like professionally like boxing.
Yeah, it was fun. And it's great. You're dying over there. There's this thing that we should do called 9 rounds. And I was trying to get Raquel to do it with me.
I know what 9 rounds
is. So it's basically you do 9 rounds at a boxing gym and a couple minutes per round. So it's only 30 minutes, the whole workout.
Yeah.
But it's an intense cardio workout and it's great. And we do, and in between, when you think you're going to take a break, you do abs and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's a great workout. I was like fucking locked in when I lived in Texas.
Well, I'm training for the battle with Joey for season 2.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a wrestling match on season 2.
Yeah. I'm going for like the more Rafiki route. You know what I mean? Like
Rafiki?
Or
Rikishi?
Rikishi. Sorry.
Okay. I was like, Rafiki's from Lion King?
Yeah. That's the route I'm going for. Wise and beat him with a
holding rock step like this the whole time.
Oh yeah,
smearing shit on people's foreheads. Well, it's gonna happen next season. You guys have to have a match.
I'm ready.
Are you?
No.
No. I'll take my chances.
Okay. I'm getting.
I'm ready. I bet it's burning inside now.
Oh, right? it is so tight around here.
Yeah. Oh man, but having that first gym session after a while, baby, that hurts.
Dude, also, I was doing it after the breakfast sandwich you got for us.
You had a breakfast sandwich, half a turkey sub.
I ate the whole thing.
And the whole thing, yes, he did.
And then
Yes, you did, pal.
If you keep doing push-ups, you're gonna need to get a size medium in that begonia jacket. It's a little tight.
He's gonna like pop by. It's just gonna be all in the forearms.
We were trying to figure it out last episode or whatever, but clearly you shop in the kids department.
Imagine how like jacked Adam though, dude.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
He's just like dying over there. He can't even talk.
Like Ryan Reynolds,
just fucking like insanely just jacked. That would be like bodybuilder.
That's your new thing. We'll just paint the jacket on you.
Just do that.
He has no movement because he's so big. You can't even lift your arms to fucking press the buttons.
Yeah.
All right. Joey, what do we got for these hot topics?
So I don't have hot topics, but I did one better for you. I created a list of questions I would like to ask you.
Okay.
This is 45 episodes, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to think of over the last 45 episodes.
Yes.
These are going to be rapid fire questions. Okay. To you, since we weren't here last week and Adam did his little best of thing, but we haven't got your thoughts and opinions on just like what it takes to have your own podcast and do your own thing. So you ready for this?
Yes.
These aren't crazy, but I think it'll just kind of give us a good sense of like a recap for the whole season. So these are Rule Breakers finale Q&A. What moment from season 1 made you realize, okay, this podcast is actually working?
It's hard because there's been so many fucking things that my brain is fried
just
from.
Just pick
it.
One.
I think seeing it jump to 70 in a month.
Oh, so like recently?
Wow, okay.
No, I thought from the very beginning it was going to be special. I always said that though. I was like, no, this is going to be a big deal. Every single time we talked, I was saying this is going to be a big deal.
Adam?
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando.
Yeah.
Dude, for me, this is crazy. So people don't realize this, but we did film a lot of these episodes at the beginning out of order. We had a little bit of time in advance. So we filmed like, what, 4 weeks early? You know what I'm saying? We had a couple episodes where we did them in advance. It wasn't until we did, which was one of the very first episodes we ever filmed, was Brad Williams. I specifically remember because that was the first time
it was the first episode.
Yeah, you were locked in. We were on set. He was our first celebrity guest. Mm-hmm. He crushed it. The chemistry you guys had was like on camera was great. The dialogue didn't feel like rushed. And I was like, in that exact moment, that's when I was like, she can do this. Like, this is going to be really great. So that was it for me when I saw that.
I also, once we started getting like the hang of things as a core group where it wasn't just me talking, we started adding Adam as producer Adam. And I thought that was great. And then we started adding you, you know, on the days that we felt like, oh shit, we don't have a guest and da da da. And we did that. And I feel like at that moment, we all kind of thought this might work better than having guests, worrying about guests. You know?
Yeah, I think it's cool. Like this thing has kind of taken a bunch of, we've pivoted along the way, right? There's no like structure. Oh, yeah. There's no one who just like tells us like what to do mm-hmm. and how to run a podcast and do that. This is really like a full effort with the entire team here, just kind of like growing pains, figuring out mm-hmm. how this thing works. But I said 45 weeks later, and it's pretty crazy to see like where we started with like a Brad Williams episode until now where we're finding, you know, more joy and just sitting around kind of having like the weekend updates and seeing what yeah. everyone's doing, talking about hot topics.
Just hanging out. Yeah. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Adam just needs a break from the kids. So he's like, this is
fair. So do you know? Fucking hell. Sweet. Yeah. We're just going with the flow. There's no real structure to anything anymore. Yeah. We're just like, hey, do you want to do this one week? Yeah. We're like, okay.
But I think there's something like beautiful in that nature to it too. I think people get to see you a lot differently than they would like when you're on camera for like 10 minutes in a wrestling thing. You know what I'm saying? Now they get to hear all your enemas stories.
Of course. I feel like another point where I thought this was going to work is when I got my first ever like a viral moment where people got really mad at me too. And I'm like, ah, yes.
Oh, yeah. Get being famous for something different.
Yes, exactly.
Where you're like, oh,
talking
shit.
About Sydney Sweeney instead of like out. Wrestling.
Yeah, that's right. Really good.
I'm just like, holy shit. People care about what we're saying on here. You know what I mean?
I go back to, again, Orlando. And I knew that we kind of believed in the show beforehand, but Orlando was first time I got to see you in context with other former wrestlers or current wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And that whole dynamic and just seeing the people that wanted to come on the show was like, holy shit, we've tapped into something.
Yeah.
That paired with the fact that the four of us were hanging out in this ridiculous house,
yeah,
having water gun fights and doing all sorts of fun shit. And it was just like, oh, this is awesome.
It's a great team.
Yeah.
I think too, you also touched on it last week a little bit, but it's like, you know, with the RJ City episode, that like he was in character for that episode. Yeah. And we weren't used to bringing on somebody who would have their own agenda, essentially, and a history with you that we weren't privy to. So like, we didn't realize like the dynamics that you guys had as friends and stuff. So when we saw that episode, we were almost like, do we even put this out? Like, what is this?
Oh, you guys were panicking, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
But to Adam's point, like, when we did decide to put that episode out, like, that was the first time we saw from an analytics side of, like, YouTube and downloads and things that, like, I mean, that thing just went...
Was that our biggest episode?
No. We have bigger episodes, but that one definitely just... It was the first episode that really like took fire.
Yeah.
And we started seeing a lot of like reposts. And what's crazy too is for us, we'll sit around, we'll talk about like green flags, we'll talk about whatever we want to talk about. And then it's kind of crazy. Like we'll text each other and say like, dude, did you see this like media organization like clip your podcast notes? And like now there's articles about this. Like we're talking about like ESPN sports, like whatever your feedback is, like people are taking what you say on the mic just casually in conversation and they're building it into their own networks, which is like insane to see, kind of like the Sydney Sweeney thing. So, all right, number two, what episode pushed you out of your comfort zone the most and why?
Honestly, I think just near the beginning when I was first interviewing guests for me, because I'd never really done that as frequently as I was doing it on here. So yeah, just getting used to interviewing guests and kind of like one of the first guests where they didn't really want to talk very much.
Oh yeah.
And you're like having to fucking pull some like information out with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
We all know those guests.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, I having that first guest where it was really fucking hard to get anything out of them and making it work. That was probably one of my first times, you know.
Adam,
what was the question?
What episode pushed you out of your comfort zone the most and why?
RJ City.
RJ City. Yeah.
Yeah. Because again, you knew the dynamic. I didn't know the dynamic. I thought we were on one trajectory, and then all of a sudden, there's like, what's happening?
Yeah,
I don't know how to handle this. And that's me being rigid, and then realizing like, oh shit, this is actually really good. We're being too uptight.
I remember being the one to be like, we should just put it out there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's kind of a different approach, but I think you talking with Katie Ray Jones about the domestic abuse hotline. I think that was just such a different type of episode for us.
Yeah.
And you had to be really vulnerable in that sense and like bring a lot of attention to that side that not a lot of people talk about. And that got really good praise too on YouTube.
For me.
Because you don't want to say the wrong thing. You don't want to like give people misguided information on how they should handle their truth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so that to me, that was kind of like
that's a good one.
A different one. So number three here, what's the wildest behind the scenes moment the audience never saw?
The wildest behind the scenes moment that the audience never saw.
I have one.
You go first.
This is crazy and it's going to sound really stupid, But we, when we were in Orlando filming, it was definitely that water gun fight.
Oh,
it was so organic. Yeah. Adam like went to the store, bought us all like massive super soakers, hid them around the property. Yeah. I think the property had some too.
Yeah.
And it just kind of like brought us all back to this sense of like childhood where like
it was fun. Yeah.
During the set, we had this like two-story mansion in Orlando, like poolside. It was crazy. And we had just filmed like 10 episodes in like 3 days or something like that. Oh, and then it just started with like a little like a little squirt gun, and then it just took hold of its own, and we did it for like an hour. Mm-hmm. And we're running around the house like we're breaking into windows upstairs, like Heather was involved, like dude, it was for me that was like
that was really fun. I wish we filmed that because a lot of the time we film everything usually so everyone on Patreon can see it, and I think that was the one moment that we didn't film, and it was just one of the funniest moments. Is there anything else on the, I'm trying to think of like other
that
moments.
Was definitely the best.
Huh?
That was definitely the best.
Yeah,
that was the best. I also like I definitely liked when we would test segments out on the team first.
Yeah.
So when we put this on Patreon, you can go watch it. But that Hot Ones episode where we were doing the wing challenges, guys versus girls. And that was kind of the start of like us figuring out where we wanted to go as a podcast, what we wanted to do for guests, like to see like a thresh level of like pain, essentially. So that was another really good one. That wasn't necessarily, it didn't make its way onto the podcast, but you can watch it on the Patreon.
That was not pain, a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. It was some pain in the moment, but that was burning asshole throughout the rest of the night.
Oh my God. Well, Adam aged like fucking
that was awful.
50 years in the space of 10
minutes.
He'll
never listen to Death
Heather
Cab for
has
Cutie
a great tolerance for heat though.
Yeah.
Remember that?
She's allergic to eggs.
She's like, this is fine. Yeah. Yeah. Spice. Can't handle an egg, but she fucking give her pure fire in her mouth. She's fine.
Okay. Here we go. Which guest surprised you the most when the camera started rolling?
It was probably what's her name that you went and saw her?
Monique Marvez.
Marvez. Because I was going through something a little bit at that point.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She helped me big time with just like how she spoke and carried herself. And I was like fucking inspired by her. Like just having that little conversation before we started the podcast and then only filming a little bit with her and then her coming back to film like the other part. And she was just a superstar. She was
the only like two-parter that we had this season. And again, it was just one of those moments where I think people don't realize like anybody can have a bad day and you're just having a bad day. And we had to like pivot hard. So at the first half of the episode, Adam was sitting in the chair, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to kind of get us through that part of the day.
That was the special day because that's when we really had to work together as a team. Because people don't realize, I was upstairs. I could barely come downstairs because I was just having like the worst fucking anxiety of my life. And I couldn't, like Raquel's trying to get me up off the floor and I'm like, I can't. Right. I'm trying to, and I'm like texting Adam and you being like, can someone just do this for me? I can't do it, you know? And that was where we came together as a team. I know this isn't even part of that question, but it's a special moment as a team to know that we have each other's backs and we'll cover if needed, you know.
She was the perfect guest for that to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
She has such an insane take on just life.
Oh, yeah.
Like listening to the laws of allowance and like I could listen to her talk all day and like
100%.
It's not about buying what she's selling, but it's just like, you could just tell she's lived, like she has so much life.
She's confident in herself as well.
And you're just like, wow, I want to take, like, mentor. She's a great mentor to have.
I've thought about her messaging about living your own movie so many times and like the people that you allow. Yeah.
Totally.
Like, you're like, all of a sudden this is happening. You're like, oh, just approach it a little bit differently.
Yeah, exactly.
It's wild.
And that's such a crazy guest that we had because that wasn't anything planned. Like you had gone to see a comedy show and she was just there and you were like, there's something about this lady that just like, I need to talk to her.
Well,
she needs to
meet her, and I think we told this in the episode, but I went to see Joe Stapleton do a comedy show.
Right.
And she came on after Joe did. Mm-hmm. And the room, it was late. The room was kind of divided, not really paying attention. And within like 10 seconds on stage, everyone was just like tuned into what she was saying. And she fucking owned the entire audience. Mm-hmm. And it was like an orchestra of just being like, I'm going to get you to laugh over here and you're going to laugh over here. And I said to Joe afterwards, I was like, I don't know who that was, but I want to talk to her and get her on the show.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. She actually has, from a YouTube standpoint, the most views per episode.
Yeah.
Does she really?
Yeah.
I was really surprised, honestly, because like I wasn't familiar with her beforehand. It was like, obviously, again, Adam, who went to go see her, and you weren't familiar with her, right?
Until no, I didn't know her.
And to watch her. But I'm so grateful that you found her. I felt like it was meant to happen. She was totally. Really great. She was really, really great.
What's the biggest lesson learned as a host of this season?
Biggest lesson?
Bring the mic closer.
Bring the mic closer. Yeah, that's a big one. No, there's a lot of things like that where I was like, I was more fidgety, I think, at the beginning of the season. Now I'm just kind of like more laid back. I mean, I'll grab the mic sometimes, but I was always like, yeah.
Have you ever hosted before?
No, not like that. I mean, I've done some stuff like, there was the fight with my family junket that I was doing. And
what did you do with Renee and Booker?
Oh, yeah. Like, well, that was like a co-host. I wasn't the main host for that.
Right. But
that was
still hosting to some capacity.
That's WWE backstage and stuff where we're just kind of talking about wrestling with a group of panelists that are already doing it. But this is my own thing. You know, this is where it's
unscripted.
Unscripted, just my thing. And so, yeah, just biggest lesson is fucking shit. You can do anything, bitch.
Nice.
I'm fucking awesome.
You know how many great white buffaloes I am to somebody out there?
I realized today how many times I'm a great white buffalo.
But your confidence throughout the season has gotten really, really, really strong.
I think so,
and
too.
And it's been cool to see that transition. You fall into your own comfort zone. And this goes to what you were saying before about doing the hot topics. It's not... You're revealing more of your character and persona in these moments than you were with having the guests.
Yeah,
and
I think
especially with some of the guests that were more challenging, because you're putting on this like, all right, I'm putting on a performance to try and get you to give us something because you're not giving us anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now we get to see you. It's like, oh, this is really us friends hanging out, and it's really fun.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah.
I have one here that I think I know what Adam will choose. Oh. If you could redo one episode from season one with what you know now, which one is it and why?
Redo an episode from season one, which one would we redo?
Man, I would have canned the episode with Joey and Raquel.
Yeah. Hell yeah. No, episode one.
What?
The pilot episode? The one that started it all?
I don't think I would want to can any of them.
Yeah,
honestly.
No. What were you thinking, Joey?
I was thinking the RJ one, just knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
And like leaning into his character
more. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it was magic the way it happened.
Yeah.
I said, but definitely, definitely somebody I'd like to come back.
Oh, yeah. RJ has to come back.
I'd love to have him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be giving him some shit this time.
Yeah.
Him and the bass player Disturbed.
John is definitely coming back next season.
I'd love to hear a
season.
Second.
He's definitely coming back next season. We have to get him at the end of January.
Because he was only 10 days sober.
He's over 6 months sober, and we said that we'd bring him back so we can actually come and film something. So yeah, we're going to do a part two with John. That's definitely going to happen.
Going back, I would actually probably go easy on the shock collar for Zach.
Now.
Oh, he got fucked up,
okay,
dude.
People don't realize this, but Zach Zimmerman was my favorite guest the entire season.
He was very funny.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
He was so naturally funny, and you could tell he was a small town guy with his mom making selling biscuits at the Red Lobster and like... And that episode was so crazy. His reaction was so intense during the shock collar segment. YouTube pulled it. Immediately got banned on YouTube because of his reaction to the shock collar.
Can we put it on Patreon?
We can definitely put it on Patreon.
So people can see, because it was good.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
The other one, I wish it was a set problem, really. And it was just when we had the Castle Weapons here and it was so fucking hot that they were drenched in sweat, dude.
Oh my God, it was
so great about it. Yeah, they were so great. And they were like, no, it's perfectly fine. Like their hair is just soaking wet. Their fucking
shirt is just like starting
drenched.
To like get more and more.
And you can see it in the last episode, the highlight that we pulled. It was, and I did laugh about that because
they were
so fucking
such
hot.
Good fucking
they were
sports,
gems
though.
Of people, yeah. though. It wasn't
amazing
just
people.
It wasn't just that. Like the landscapers were like cleaning the window that we have here, moving the trash cans back and forth. Like it just felt made up. Like they were the best people to just roll with. The
it was like they're on a prank show or something like that.
Pretty
and
much.
They're just going through it, rolling with the punches. Like they were just so great.
This is funny. What was the toughest on-camera decision you had to make as a host this season?
Oh, probably what we were just talking about when I had to like take a step back for my own sanity for a second.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah.
Number 8, which episode felt like the crew had the most chemistry locked in and why?
When we started doing Hot Topic episodes.
Thanksgiving. Yep.
Yeah.
For me, it was Thanksgiving. Because we were just riffing on each other.
We had no plans for that one, you guys. We just came in. He brought a feast that I did not eat.
Fuckers had dinner beforehand.
It was totally, the three of us had filmed that episode and I didn't realize, you know, what we had in the can until like I watched back like the edited version and it was just like it was just seamless. I was like, dude,
was
we're just ragging on everybody the whole time. Like
it was late. We were burnt out.
I loved the day of going to Halloween Horror Nights.
That was fun.
That was a fun day. It was a long day. You brought your random friend with you. He didn't Charles. Say a word.
Yeah.
Apart from fucking stooging us
my
out.
My best friend I've never talked to.
Never talked about in his life. You just found him off the street, didn't you? Brought him to my house.
Yep.
He's doing side competitions. He's like, want to take a trip with Rule Breaker? Win a trip. Oh, look at that. Polly's laughing.
Oh, God.
Is that funny?
No, he was really nice. It was our inside joke the whole time, being like, I don't think he actually knows that. Because you had your headphones on the whole time, and like you didn't say a word to him. So we were like,
what are you talking I don't think to he knows the whole this guy. Fucking time. Yeah.
I will say, on Halloween Horror Nights, that was cool going around and seeing people come up to you. Because that was the first time I've been like out in public with you. And to see people being like, oh my God, like I love the show. And like to see that real time reaction and feedback was really...
Yeah.
Cool to know that, like, oh wow, this is real, and people are watching, they are paying attention, and that was cool.
Like going to the sign and stuff like that, and people bringing up like Joey and Adam. It's really nice to know that
or the Hot Topic segments or the confessionals.
Yeah, they love the confessionals. Yeah. They love them and love the Hot Topic segments. Yeah.
All right, I got 4 more. What's something you tried this season that you want to push even further in season 2?
I still want to put in the crazy segments, but if we're doing it on Hot Topics, then we can do it to each other.
Joey still needs to be shock collared.
You know what? Season 2, we'll start it off.
I mean, I think it's a great way to end season 1.
I think it's a great way to end.
I wish we charged them, but we didn't.
Oh, it's okay. They're right down here. I have them charged.
No, we'll save it for season 2 opener.
Oh.
Well, how about we put them on and make it look like we shocked you?
I'm going to have to wait for season 2. All right. What's a topic you didn't expect to resonate with the audience, but it ended up blowing up?
Sydney Sweeney.
I was literally about to say that. I didn't think people that were watching, I thought maybe that it was like mostly wrestling fans that were watching.
Right.
So the fact that it got so fucking big, I was like,
on Twitter, it was insane.
To the point where Raquel's deleting her old tweets because she thinks she's going to get canceled. She's one of our most liberal friends. You know what I mean? Like she ain't saying anything wrong, but she was like, you never know, you know?
You dirty pig boy.
Dirty pig boy.
But I was thinking totally different. I thought that your episode about sobriety with John again was like something that like took a mind of its own, because how many people had like reached out to you at signings and being like,
that's true,
I needed that. Like that was such an important episode to me.
At the sign-in, I had a couple of people come up to me, and in the end, I kept like I would take a video and send it to John and his wife Brandy just to be like, look at the impact you're making on people from these episodes.
Yeah, I think that one really resonated because it was just different than us just like hanging out talking about it. All right, 2 more. What was the hardest part of balancing your career, your life, and still showing up to film Rule Breakers?
It is a lot of work. People don't realize how much work it is to do. Luckily, I mean, I have a great team. I see you're going to compliment me again today, but I really do have a great team that works really fucking hard. I tell you that. So, you know, with Joey, Heather, Adam, Raquel, everyone kind of together like that, it makes life way easier. If it was just me, I wouldn't be able to handle it, you know? And they understand when I'm like, hey, I'm away this weekend. I have to go do this, I have to go do that.
Like we end up pivoting. Like go to England and not telling anyone.
Oh my God, we told them.
Let's not forget Mikey and Ian too. Just a shout out to our editor and sound mixer.
Oh, sorry, Mikey and Ian, of course. I'm just looking at the people that are in front of me right now. But yeah, Mikey and Ian, like...
And everyone's on their own schedule. I mean, Mikey's in a different country every month.
Well, why is he always in different countries?
Dude, he's in Spain right now.
Why?
He was in the... Dude, that guy... I'm definitely jealous of the way he goes through life.
Yeah.
Because he just... If there's an idea or if he wants to do something, he just makes it happen and...
Okay.
I admire him for that, but it's like he's always just getting into something.
So he's just going there just for vacation, though?
He's no, getting, he lives he's getting, there. He like sets up there. He was in the Philippines at some point. He just has an idea, yeah. goes there.
I thought
there
he was just traveling for work. I didn't realize he was just uprooting his life.
Yeah, he just goes and picks different places to live, and he tries them out, and then
this is, by the way, you guys, this is Mikey, our editor, right? So a lot of the crew is here in California, but Mikey is not.
Yeah. Where in the world is Mikey?
Where in the world Pretty much. Mikey? We should do that as a segment. Where in the world is Mikey, our editor? Yeah, I'm sure he'll be in another place
and
after
we're,
that.
We're using him on another show that we're doing too. And it's like, he's great. It's like, cool. Yeah. Keep him
busy. Oh, you stole Mikey from us?
Yeah,
for
I stole Mikey. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, technically, Mikey, I brought Mikey to
the Joey did bring
Joey
Mikey.
Did it on
Joey
so you did it on purpose because it was Joey's friend.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then
it's the long game.
He's great, though. He is really great. And he gets shit done really quick, too, which I'm surprised about because I'm annoying you guys to a point where, like, I'll be busy doing something. And then, thanks for shaking your head, Heather. See, she understands me. I'll save stuff to like last second. And then I'm just like, wait, don't put it out. And then Joey has to do the upload, which takes like 6 or 7 hours. Adam and Mikey have to do like the editing part of it. So I'm just like, wait.
We publish episodes on Wednesday nights. And sometimes we'll get notes, I don't know, Wednesday afternoon. And we're like, files are ready. We're ready to upload and get going.
Like, oopsie.
And then Joey's like, Adam, where's
Adam
the file?
Will send like, me a video I don't at like have 11 p.m. And I'm like, these take hours to upload a 4K video at
He's
like
He's up till
6
in the morning.
It's like
6
a.m. And I'm like, sick. Let's go.
And sometimes it'll fuck up. So then he like at 3 o'clock, he's like, oh, and then he has to start all over again. So he doesn't go to bed till like 9 or something.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, let's just make sure these points are in. And if I can't watch it, then Heather's always watching it. Taylor is watching it too. Yeah. And they've gone to a point where they know the stuff that I'm not going to like in there. And Taylor's really great at that too. So I'll constantly get in text being like, is this smart? Do you think this is great? You know, I'd rather be overly cautious than just be like, okay, throw it. Because I realize that people are paying attention. They really are. Dude, I realize I need Botox again.
You don't even have a mirror in here, which is crazy. You're
it's like, just like I can feel the lines in my head. See, people think Botox is a forever thing, you guys. This is a tame version of what my forehead looks like without Botox, you guys. Wait, I need to get it so it smooths the fuck
this
out.
This is my last question. This is my last
question.
Look
like a Wi-Fi logo.
My last question. What do you want the audience to understand about you after watching season one that they might not have known before? All the Botox that
all
you
have. All the Botox. I mean, I don't take life too seriously. I do in certain things. I think that's natural for everybody, right? But I feel like people have like this this opinion or version of me that they have in their head over the years. And I think this podcast has given them, like you were saying earlier, a way for them to get to know the real me, you know, and not just like a wrestling character or something they saw in Total Divas or the movie or whatever the case. Like, you're really seeing like the real Soraya here. And I think people have, I feel like this podcast has helped people just like me more.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I think.
I almost didn't do the show.
Oh, yes. Wait, is there a different story to this that I don't know?
No, not really a different story. Just the fact that when you guys reached out to me, I didn't think, I was expecting you to be, which I feel like I've told you this, I was expecting you to be more difficult.
Really?
And I was thinking, I was like, all right, I need to have a dedicated producer that can do this. And I talked to like a
what
bunch
made
of
you
people.
Think of that?
Oh, I remember the Zoom calls.
Though. Why did I think that?
Yeah. Well, like, what was it that like right off the gate you made that opinion?
I think it was PTSD Adam. From a lot of people at the agency and bigger personalities that were like, that were really difficult. And you're like, oh, this person's really nice. And then they're an asshole to work with.
Right.
And I was just thinking, I was like, I want to have like some buffer so that I can preserve the relationship and kind of like manage and make sure that we're on track. And also it's like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing from like a day-to-day standpoint. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wanted to make sure that you were set up with someone who was more qualified.
Yeah.
And so for the longest time, I was like, I went back and forth. I was like, I don't know. And then finally like you and Meech and everyone else were like, I was like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah,
and I'm glad I did. I cannot imagine someone else sitting and showing up and doing all the stuff that we've done
that
over the course
so
of the year.
We can, but
Joey
can.
Thanks.
Joey can, for sure.
Whoever it is, I'll just put that YouTube plaque over their face.
People didn't realize at one point, you know, we were going to be a team, and this was like not October last year, but the year before that or whatever. We had all met up and we were at UTA, and then like that whole like area of
You're talking
podcast.
2024.
Yeah. Disbanded. There was they got rid of it for, you know, for some reason. I don't know why. But they got rid of it. And so Adam, I mean, still had other jobs and stuff like that, but still, like, his department there was done. So he was like, oh, I'm not going to be a part of this podcast now for sure. But I remember saying, like, to him, no, bro, if I'm doing this podcast, now obviously we can't do it with the UTA section of it, but I'm like, I'm bringing you back. You have my word on that. He's like, whatever, bitch.
Yeah, right.
Here we are.
And then I was like, pick up your phone, motherfucker. We're going on a ride. And I feel like there's only been, even the, I remember there's 2 points this season where I've got like a little frustrated, right?
Two points.
I think 2 points.
Wow, go on.
It was 2 points this season.
She has a 3-point rule, so you're lucky.
Whew.
No,
does
no,
it reset each
as
season?
As a collective
go
thing.
On.
I wasn't at you. It got to a point where you can talk to each other though, and you get over it really fast. It's like a family in the end. Like, I'm just like, I have this fucking problem and no one's listening to me. No one listens to me, by the way, you guys. He doesn't even listen to me.
I know how that feels.
Yeah, he tries to fucking take all the brunt of this right now. No one listens to me. I'm supposed to be the boss. No one fucking listens to me.
That's what you want people to take away from this season one.
I'm the boss. No one gives a shit.
I love that for you.
What are the 2 points where you feel like, I can think of one.
Well, there was the domestic violence one.
Yeah, okay.
There was another one where I wanted something out of there right then and there because I was like, oh, this cannot go out.
Yeah,
and that was like more recently and I was just like, oh, that would just like spark a lot of problems.
Yeah, yeah.
And I started panicking and stuff, but you were like really great with it. You instantly was like, called
me. Okay, yeah.
You're like, you're okay.
Right. Yeah, I was like, I didn't understand what else was going on at the time. I didn't have the context and you were like,
no, you had no context with it. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Let's pull that, that's stupid.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And like, you guys, it's an easy fucking team because, you know, I have this moments where I get anxiety and then I'm like, I'm so intense where I'm like, and I start panicking and I'm just, you go fucking with it and then everyone needs to chill out. And everyone's just like, calm down.
I think we're also learning on the job.
Yeah, exactly.
Like not just learning to work with each other and our personalities and things like that, but building a podcast, doing 45 episodes for season one, like fulfilling our contracts and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, finding our rhythm there and how this even works. And I said, Adam has the experience prior. At least that's what I think he does. Actually, I have no idea. I have no idea what Adam does. But for us and for me to be a part of this, it was like learning how to do a podcast from day one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What do you think was most helpful for you, Joey?
I think everyone's personality. I think that made it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I mean, I've known Soraya for like almost 12, 15 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand like her buttons. I know when she needs breaks. I know when she wants, like when it's on, and I know when to like bring creative to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then meeting you though, you were instant click, inner circle style. Like you were really easy to be like, okay, let's let him in. There was a trust there that you need no matter what you're building. And Heather too, Raquel, Mike, and Ian. I know you guys are out there, even though I've never met Ian. So I don't know if he's a trusty guy or not. Met Brent
real?
One time.
Brent left the group chat.
He did leave the group
chat. You just have to surround yourself with trust people.
He was just sick of the group chat.
No.
Hey, I feel
you kept hitting on him.
He kept hitting on me.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I kept hitting on him. I got plenty of time, for real.
You got to know him.
Not so
people
much
have
so.
Kids at 38.
You need to have a solid foundation. Yes, they do. Kids do.
Meh.
People do have kids at 38.
You just had a bit. Well, you're guys, so it's different.
Well,
yeah,
but girls have to
38.
Like, yeah, I
she's
know, but like our bodies, like I said,
she actually texted 39.
We have to like beat our clock, like our menopause from clocking in, too. So, yeah, at some point you're like, okay, and it gets more unhealthy to have a baby as you're getting older and older and older. So it's a little scarier. But yeah,
if it happens, it happens.
Yep.
If it happens, it happens.
It doesn't happen for everybody. So
I'm gonna freeze my eggs. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Right. Little egg freezing. We're coming on to the end of the episode right now, by the way.
Can we keep them on the podcast? Little cryo,
we'll put them in a jar.
Little cryo chamber on the side. You can name them.
Yeah.
Sick.
All right. Okay, we're coming to the end of the episode. You guys, you need to meet Heather. Heather, come in. I don't know if she understands the fucking word we're saying right now. She hasn't spoken a lick of English to me, so she's been...
Hello, home. Heather.
Hey, guys.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Hi.
All right, so you speak fucking English.
That's correct.
That's crazy.
She speaks an American accent, bro. She's heard everything.
She sounds
American.
Like she's from... you kind of sound like you're from Boston a little bit.
Yeah. Born and raised.
Boston, Mass. Okay, well, Heather, everybody... Yeah, you love Heather, don't you? Actually, Paulie loves Heather.
We bonded.
Yeah, yeah. She's not scared of him at all. All right, you guys. So this is Heather. This is who we've been talking about. If you've seen her in the confessionals, she is also partly producer on here, creative and all that kind of fun stuff, but also is my assistant in other days when we're not doing the fucking podcast. Yeah, so she has to deal with me on a daily basis, apart from the weekends, sometimes on the weekends.
It's okay. I love you.
Yeah. The dogs love her. The fucking bird love her. I love her. We all love her. But she hates being on camera, so.
Yeah, so bye.
The whole time she's just like shaking her legs. She's like, I'm fucking done with this. But anyway, you got to see Heather, you guys. There she is. All right, so we're going to wrap this bad boy up.
We can. I mean, we don't know when we're coming back.
We don't know, yes.
So stay tuned. But I think it would be fun if maybe we still get together and we could release some content here and there.
Sure.
Before an official start to season two.
Yes.
He just wants breaks from the kids. So he's like, hey.
Hell he's like, yeah. Please let me he's come like, to your
I
house.
I told my girl and my family that
we're still
every
recording.
Monday is
every
scheduled
Monday
out.
Yeah, from sure. 1 until 7.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you guys. Well, we will see you again very soon. Make sure you go to patreon.com/Saraya. Follow us all, like everywhere on Rule Breakers Pod on Instagram, on obviously here on YouTube and TikTok. That's every spot right now.
Let's also ask folks if there are any guests that you want to see for season two, drop them in the comments below.
We're going to be doing a lot of Hot Topic episodes, of course, but we will be doing, we're still doing the guest episodes. And so we will be bringing back the segments and all that kind of fun stuff. Maybe we'll be in a new place. Maybe not. We'll see.
Maybe we'll take it on the road a little bit again.
We'll take it on the road. We are going on the road. Let's be real here.
Maybe I'll get a new jacket.
Maybe he'll get a new jacket.
Hey, maybe season two, he just has a whole new wardrobe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I actually do have something up my sleeve for season two.
Oh, so, you do? Yeah.
Skim sponsorship.
Yeah.
The nipple bra.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Dude, we get a, me one. Fucking hell.
We had a great season.
We had a great season.
This was
I'm
really
very
cool.
thankful. Yep. It's been really fun. And thanks for everyone for tuning in and watching. Make sure, again, you subscribe to us because we'll be back soon, you guys. We're
Road
not going
to
be gone
100.
Forever. But we need to like take a little breaks in between so you guys don't get burnt out on us. We already did 45 episodes. 45. That's a lot of 45 fucking...
45 weeks in a row.
45 weeks in a row. We haven't had a break yet, so we're going to be taking a little break. A little tiny one. But we're going to be throwing in some freaking fun stuff here and there. But make sure you go to Patreon to keep up with that kind of stuff too.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Thank you. And we will see you on season two. We did it. Hello. What's up, you guys? It's the end of season one. 45 episodes. I cannot fucking believe it. It was amazing, though. I've had a really great time. Everyone got along like a house on fire the whole time. There was no glitches, no hiccups, couple of illnesses, but it's okay. We still had a great time. But make sure you come for season two because we know exactly what we're fucking doing now. All right? It's going to be wilder. It's going to be more untamed. It's going to be super fun. And there's a lot of new things that are going to be, that's going to be coming out. But make sure you keep up to date with us during our little break going into season two by going to patreon.com/Saraya, or you can head over to all the social medias, Instagram, TikTok, and obviously YouTube, Rule Breakers Pod. All right, across all platforms. So come on, you guys, come party. I can't wait for season two. I wonder what guests we're going to have next. I wonder what crap we're going to get ourselves into. I wonder what animal I'm going to grab next. Hey, I might have a boyfriend by season two. We'll see. Might be knocked up. No, that's not possible. No. I love being single too much. All right, see you later. See you, baby. Damn, look at these fucking... We're getting some abs, baby. Oh, she's in shape. I wonder what she's doing.
So yes, I can speak English. And no, I didn't want to be a part of the podcast episode today. But I love everyone here, so it doesn't matter.
45 episodes. Fucking glad that is finished. This has been all-consuming for 11 months. I can't wait to take a break from these people. I'm going to take a nice long break. Actually, just kidding. It will be nice to have a little bit of a break, but I'm out of a job. So instead, if you guys need me, I'll be bringing in baseball gloves. Taking out all my frustration on Jovi. Practicing for my character for the wrestling match showdown. Thinking the pulverizer. I don't know, maybe. Maybe not. What is up, Rule Breakers? Joey here. That is it. 45 episodes in the can. Season one is done. I am cooked. With that being said, 45 weeks. This took us 45 weeks in a row to film season one here and fulfill out our contract. With that being said, though, guess what? 45 weeks later, Ozzy still hates Adam. The vote is in. Ozzy still hates Adam. And I still don't even know what Adam actually does for the team. I know it takes him forever to look up anything we're talking about live on the podcast. But either way, season two is coming. We're getting in the ring. That's right. Rhea brought it to our attention. We're trying to turn up the heat a little bit in season two. Macho E, whatever Adam is, producer Adam, get a new jacket because I'm about to tear that off of you. In the ring, one-on-one, season two. It doesn't get better than this. And guess what? Team Aussie, all the way. I knew something was off about you from day one, but I let it slide. Not anymore.